Gosh, this sounds so beautiful, don't they?
So beautiful.
Are they in your backyard at the moment?
I reckon you've probably got a couple of magpies not far from you, no matter where you are in the Hunter region. They're just beautiful. They love to hang around in the backyards and in the parks. And as spring comes around, of course, we start to see more of them and perhaps up a little closer than we're used to.
Closer than you need. Swooping season is on the way. We have already heard of a few swoops happening in our region. Has it come around early? Dr. Andrea Griffin is a behavioural ecologist at the University of Newcastle. Good morning, Dr. Griffin.
Oh, good morning.
What is it about magpies? Why on earth do they need to swoop?
Well, we know that they're defending their nest, in fact. When they've got fledglings, they are defending them.
Well, that is something that we could relate to. Okay, we can't blame them for that. I guess what we need to know then is how do we stop them from swooping us in particular? Stop them from feeling threatened?
Yes. Well, there are a variety of opinions on that matter. There are some who say that we should try to deter them while protecting ourselves. So there are various strategies that people employ. I mean, we also know that attacks are not random. They are primarily directed towards people on bikes, which is probably partly because bikes move very fast. Mm. And so that's perceived as a higher threat by the magpies than an object that's moving more slowly towards them. So if you're on a bike, a good strategy is probably to get off it and walk rather than moving fast on your bike, which is perhaps what we tend to do, is to cycle even faster to get away from them, which might be the, you know, the opposite.
Make the threat greater.
That's right.
I just don't understand why I'm a threat, though, if I'm walking or cycling. Away, I'm not anywhere near the nest or the tree. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I don't think that we can be sure that we're not near the nest. Mm. The magpie certainly thinks we are. And we can't necessarily see the world through their eyes. And they're making that decision that we are. So that's just something we have to accept. The attacks are not random. They're directed towards bicycles, but they're also directed towards specific pedestrians. And we know that magpies specialise on usually on one of those targets. There are very few magpies that attack pedestrians and cyclists, for example. They tend to either attack cyclists or pedestrians. Right. And we know, we're fairly certain that it's because of a prior experience they've had with one of those objects.
Yeah, I've heard that magpies are quite good at remembering a characteristic of somebody who they felt threatened by and will then target other people with that same characteristic.
Absolutely, that's fairly logical. We don't know. It's very difficult to do this kind of research because, you know, you would have to do systematic experience. You would have to, repeatedly present threats to them and then look at how they acquire and learn about those threats and how they go over time. So that's the kind of research that's very difficult to do. But there has been a little bit of research examining what sorts of characteristics they respond to, and a little bit done on a person repeatedly going up to a nest. And yes, we do know that they remember very well who that person was, and we can presume that they generalize those features to other people. So people who share those features of that person who actually threatened their nest, you know, then come to be attacked. What we also know is that, well, that possibly what happens is that, you know, chick might fall out of a nest, for example, and the person approaches, try and help that chick. And in fact, the magpie then perceives it as a threat. And that might be, for example, the original experience that happened.
Dr. Griffin, is it a bit early to be seeing them swooping?
There are some reports saying that it's early. I've had a little look at the statistics and they don't seem overly high to me. On the other hand, if we compare across the years, they're about the same. But on the other hand, you know, if you look at the vegetation at the moment, if you look at the temperatures, we've had unusually high July temperatures. The bush is really in flower, all the wattle is out. You know, it's quite possible that the magpies are already nesting. But as I say, the swooping only occurs when they have fledglings, when they have chicks in the nest. But it doesn't occur when they have the eggs or after the chicks have left the nest. So it's really only a short period of time that we have to be tolerant towards them.
I have plenty more questions about whether we should be feeding them, encouraging them in our backyards. Let's make a date to catch up on that another time.
That would be wonderful.
Thank you, Dr. Andrea Griffin, behavioural ecologist at the University of Newcastle.